We are bought with a price, August 11. Christ has delivered us from eternal death, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us, 2 Corinthians 1:10. Our Savior came to this world to endure in human nature all the temptations whereby with man is beset. In his life he measured the power of the wily foe to deceive, to allure, and to destroy. As the Redeemer of the race, he warns humanity against seeking after those things that will lead away from the narrow path. He has cast up a glorious highway for those who are traveling toward the heavenly mansions that he has gone to prepare for all who will prepare themselves to become members of the royal family. With his life, Christ has purchased every human being. He died a cruel death to save human beings from eternal death. He gave his sinless life to obtain for the sinner a life that measures with the life of God. Through his death, he provided a way whereby man may break with Satan, return to his allegiance to God, and through faith in the Redeemer obtain pardon. He who has all power in heaven and earth will restore every repenting, believing soul. To as many as received him, he gives power to become the sons of God. He has a deep interest in every soul, for he paid the price of his own life that no one should be eternally lost. Christ's servants can and should be able to meet and overcome every temptation. They should say, "I am not my own. I have been bought with a price. By the infinite sacrifice Christ has made for me, he has put it out of my power to give him more than he demands. All is his. He has purchased me, body, soul, and spirit. He calls for all my time, all my capabilities. Those who receive him and believe in him become the spiritual children of God. They are adopted into the royal family, and as they seek to do the will of God, they become conformed into his image."